Hello, and welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently, as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations in how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Do with e-commerce business and the top three tips that I will offer anyone who's planning to start any online business, because we know how easier it is, or as we hear that it's easier because it takes a little bit less capital, definitely, starting one of those brick and mortar kind of businesses, right? So the first thing I'm going to say to you, and I'm going to go ahead and, as always, let me expand here my, oh, there goes my camera right here in the view. The first thing I'm going to say to you, number one, by all means, my first tip is start a business that you somehow have the skills, because whether you went to school for it or maybe you acquired it through, you know, maybe someone else. But definitely if you have the skills and then you also have what I call experience, right? Then that's going to be a huge advantage to you. I can promise you that. It will be a huge benefit. Okay, because I've seen some people that they're very good in what they do. For some reason, I'm not sure why, but they decide to start a business that they just have no knowledge about. And if you want to start something that you don't have the skills and neither the experience, okay, then you know, definitely get yourself the next step, which I'm going to discuss, is a mentor, right? Because if you really, really want to succeed, you're going to be able to, you're going to need someone there to be, it's not only over your shoulder, but someone who's going to be there to answer some of your doubts and questions, okay? And so again, first tip, do what you really like to do, number one, right? Have the skills, have the experience, big, big plus. Okay, big, big, big plus. Two, get yourself a mentor. Even if it's not something that you don't know how to do. Let's say you have already your expertise, but yet you might want to get someone else that can help you in the process. Someone who has been able to go through those little, call it small bumps of business. Because that's going to really truly help you to give you a little vision, understanding of where you want to head. I always believe that we can plan. And yes, unfortunately, things and good things can happen along the way. But if you can have somebody who can give you a roadmap, think about it that way. And all you have to do is get in that car and drive. Then hopefully, as long as you follow those directions, you're going to be able to have a much clearer path. And that's what mentorship does, coaching does, if you want to call it that way. Someone that's going to be able to help you way faster to make it to your goal. Okay? So tip number one, skills and experience. If you have it in a specific industry, go for it. Two, have a mentor. Okay? And when I say a mentor, you might have two or three mentors. I have many clients that not only come to me, but they have multiple mentors for different reasons, okay? Might be maybe what they call a life coach, people that have to deal, you know, with personal issues, okay? They have someone like me for business, coaching. They might have someone else and they do for taxes too, for example. They might have a third person who might, you know, have experience in, children coaching. So see, it depends on where you're at in your life and how much mentoring you need. Okay. And there's nothing wrong, by all means. I want to share this with you. Nothing wrong raising your hand and going out there, hiring somebody who has that kind of skill and they can guide you through that because, boy, you're going to cut so many, you know, issues that it's worth every dollar you're going to invest. Okay. And third, and this is really important, you must have some sort of capital. And I know a lot of you, because I've seen this with my clients, they have turned around and used their money of their retirement or their savings. Or maybe they went to, you know, a friend or relative. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard because we, to make money, we do need money. Otherwise, we call it make money and spend money. So I think that any e-commerce business, it will allow you to start with only a few thousand dollars, okay, which is unbelievable. Because nowadays, if you look around, if you get into a franchise, it's going to at least cost you $25,000 and more. Not to mention the royalties fees that you have to pay, the limitations that you have, am I right? Because you're going to be under control of someone else's rules, right? But here's the fact. If that's what you want to go by with a franchise and it makes you feel secure, yeah, because they have the blueprint. All right, remember I was talking about when you hire a mentor that you need a roadmap? In this case, a franchise business will have that roadmap too because they've been through all of that. So if that's your way, then that's great. But this is more about e-commerce, right? So e-commerce is something that you can create almost from scratch. We have so many platforms out there that they can advertise your product or your services, and you can truly, you know, start selling online, okay? So once again, quick recap on this video. It's about e-commerce, the top three tips that I can offer you based on what I've seen with my clients and what I've been through from experience. And I can tell you, number one, have the skill, have the experience, and if you even have the passion, phenomenal. That's going to even help you more, okay? Especially if you're not expecting or you don't need the money right away up front because you don't have to worry about that income because maybe you have something else on the side, then that's going to be even better. Okay. Second of all, like I said, mentorship. Hire a team, hire people, people that can help you. Okay. And third, you must have some sort of capital. And the best capital you can have is the one that you do not have to tap to your retirement plan because, guys, between penalties and interest, and if you're not in that age range that you're retiring and they're going to hit you really hard, not worth it. Do not touch your retirement if you can afford it, by all means. I always say there's emergencies, and sometimes, well, that's a different story, right? But in otherwise, if there's a way that you can tap to anything else and ask them, it's something you can liquidate that, you know, maybe some stocks that you might have, or perhaps some sort of, investments, others that you've done out there, whether it has been maybe property or perhaps, you know, I don't know, antiques, coins, whatever it is you have, gold, anything that you can liquidate and you can make cash out of it and then start a business, that's great. I think my last, you know, I would say top tip would be, you know, at least an e-commerce business, if you can have $5,000 to start, you will need it. Okay, I know you've seen a lot of other videos saying, oh, you can start with a couple hundred dollars. I don't think it's true, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, remember, when you start a business, you want to have certain, you know, structures. And you need not only a website, you need to make sure you have a domain, you need to make sure that, you know, you have other type of, marketing systems in place. You might need to hire freelancers. So it's nice to start with $5,000, and then from there you can grow your business. And as you get and recoup the money, you will and you reinvest again in the business. So again, those are my top three tips. Your suggestion, comments are welcome. It is with pleasure that I really love to share my tips and my information and help people out because I know I've been there. And I know sometimes it could be hard. I mean, on people how to start a business, but I think it's the right time. That's for sure. And if you have the time and you have, like I said, the skills, then what are you waiting on? Go for it. So to your success, Liz Soria, once again, and until next episode, take care and see you soon. Bye-bye.